Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor. Last week, the Senate Republicans proposed a $52 million worth of budget cuts. Do you think this will gain traction?
Well, at least on the Senate side it is. Now, the House is threatening that they won't take it up, but somehow they've managed to spend more money than we have, so it's going to have to come from somewhere. They're either going to have to compromise on cutting funding to certain programs or possibly borrowing money back out of the rainy day fund a little heavier, but they're going to have to come up with some way to fix their screw-up.
Do you support the amount of cuts that the Republicans have proposed?
No. Absolutely not. They're irresponsible. They're gonna hurt our people in our prisons. They're gonna hurt our school kids, especially. The Regents is gonna cause rates to go up at the Regents for kids terribly. It's gonna hurt our court systems. We'll see a lot of our district courts. Some of them actually shut down for a while. And we've got to have access to our court system. It's irresponsible completely, so I'm hoping that we can come to some kind of a compromise and not do this.
What do you think of the legislation that's been introduced to give school vouchers to students?
I think that's ridiculous. That's going to really hurt a lot of the smaller schools in my district. Washington will probably be okay. They'll be able to handle it. Highland will probably be able to handle it. Mount Pleasant, Washington, Fairfield, Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison, they'll probably be okay, but the smaller schools, they'll have a terrible time. And I'm also afraid that even the voucher system will be at a reduced per pupil rate. And so that makes it even worse.
And there has been a bill proposed to give stronger punishment to those who damage a quote-unquote critical infrastructure, such as Iowa sections of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Do you support this?
Yeah, we're working on that bill. Right now it's very broad. I'm actually on the subcommittee on that bill, and it was originally supposed to just be for the infrastructure. So the actual pipeline, for instance, or maybe if it was railroad, the actual railroad tracks, the bridges and abutments and things like that. But it was written so that it is so broad that it would also include their pickup trucks that they use to work on these projects, maybe their heavy equipment like a backhoe or a bulldozer or something like that. And so that's not really infrastructure, so we're working together with all the parties that are concerned and would like to see this come forward, and trying to narrow that down so that it is actually infrastructure related.
I was just wondering what your thoughts are on the immigration enforcement bill. I believe it was passed in the Senate last session. I know it was scheduled for a vote this week in the House. Any thoughts on that?
Well, that's what they're calling the Sanctuary City Bill, I believe is what you're referring to. And that bill is hurtful to a lot of people. Even citizens could be now singled out because they look like they might be of maybe foreign descent or something. It really profiles people. And I don't think that's what we should be doing. We should assume people are citizens, until something happens that we need to find out whether they are or not. But just to pull someone over because you think they might be, that's not the American way. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and we're not supposed to be out there like the Gestapo and tracking people down and hounding them. We're supposed to be trying to promote people to be good citizens.
Well, then, I think those are all my questions, in case there's anything else you want to add.
Okay. Well, the only other good bill that really came up this week that I can think of in judiciary, or that was what I consider a real good bill, would be to change the fine or the penalty for possession of marijuana under 5 ounces for your first offense it would take it down to a simple misdemeanor, which I believe is like a $65 fine. It's only for your first offense, but still, that's huge, because before, you know, it was a serious misdemeanor, and that was carrying a pretty heavy fine with it, and it would also go against your record as far as possible prison time on, you know, if by the time you get your third one, if you would, you know. So it's starting to show that we're getting serious about looking at what really is what people need to be punished for, and we're starting to just go with like the rest of the nation and saying, you know, well, that's, you know, really no reason to be throwing somebody in prison.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.